Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you're probably aware now of the passing of Nell McCafferty. She's died aged 80, originally from Derry. She was a prominent voice on women's rights issues across Ireland and in 1970 co-founded the Irish Women's Liberation Movement. And in 1971, she was one of the women who boarded the contraceptive train, went to Belfast and came back down to Dublin. And there to meet them was Maureen De Burca. And Maureen's on the line now. Hello, Maureen.
Hi. How are you?
Commiserations, because you were very friendly with Nell. How did you hear about it?
Her niece texted me early this morning. I was pretty much in constant contact with her niece to keep in touch with how she was. Mm. It's a very sad occasion, but I like to console myself that she had a long, happy, and productive life. So I'm going with that at the moment.
And when did you last see Nell, Maureen?
It's a while back, because I haven't seen her since she went to Donegal. Mm. So it would be a couple of years, I think, now.
Right.
We used to a gang of us used to meet up once a year, mostly of the old founder members of the Women's Liberation Movement. And I think that could very well, the last one of those was a couple of years back, and that could well be the last time I saw her.
Right. And how was her quality of life the last few years?
Well, she wasn't physically very well. She had medical problems, and she also had sight problems,
right,
which meant, of course, that somebody who, you know, lived with books practically could not read, and it was difficult. Apart from ringing her, you couldn't really, new technology was useless because she couldn't read.
Yes,
it.
Yes, so text or emails,
it wasn't
useless.
Great, but no. I think to be fair, she was making the best of it. And I know that going back to be within, you know, half an hour or less of Derry would have really made her very happy. So I was pleased about that.
Aha, she was gone home. Now, she didn't have an opinion on everything, but she had an opinion on most things. And how do you think she would like to be remembered? Like, what would her opinion on all this
be? I think the most important thing for Nell was the women's movement.
Yeah.
I think women's rights were her. She was, as you say, you know, interested in all sorts of areas. But I think my opinion would be that her involvement in the women's movement would be what she'd be like to be remembered by. But I also think that she should very much be remembered for her journalism.
Mm.
And I'm kind of sorry that came to, you know, a far too soon end. I think she had a lot more to give as a journalist.
Like, her book, The Kerry Babies, was a hugely important work.
She managed to get into subjects, and I do think that if there's anything minus to be said about her death and her last years, it is that it is a pity that she didn't last longer as a journalist, because she could bring out the essence of subjects and causes in a way that very few others could.
Because she, I suppose, existed in a male-dominated industry for a long time.
Yes. I don't, to be fair, I don't think Nell made that, allowed that to affect her very much.
No, it didn't. In fact, she had an advantage being a woman, I suppose, and there have been so few women in that area. Just back to the women's liberation movement, I was watching an interview she did with the BBC probably in the last 10 years talking about the 1971 contraceptive train, and she said that was one of the most joyous things that she had been involved in her life. And as I said at the start, you were there on the platform. Was it Connolly Station? It would have been Connolly Station, would it?
It was Connolly, yes. I wouldn't go, but I said I would organise the welcome home, because I thought at that stage that they were really putting their liberty on the line, apart from their reputation and everything else. And I thought to come back to an empty Connolly station would be the most ferocious anticlimax.
Yeah.
But yes, she was on it. And yeah, it was the kind of thing now that Nell would enjoy immensely, because it had a serious impact. It had a serious cause, but at the same time, there was no scandal in having a bit of fun.
Yeah, there's a bit of devilment.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, you could have a serious intent, but still, as you say, have a bit of devilment with it as well. And that was Nell. That was Nell to a T.
Because she recounted that she presented herself to the pharmacy in Belfast and asked for the contraceptive pill, to which the pharmacist responded that you have to have a prescription. And then she had a light bulb moment where she thought, OK, we don't have a prescription. Let's buy aspirin, because the Irish authorities have never seen a contraceptive pill.
Well, so this is it. A pill is a pill.
Yes. which was brilliant. I just have a bit of clip of just there's audio from Connolly Station. I don't know if you'd be able to hear yourself. And as well as the aspirin and there was might have been some condoms as well. There was gel involved as well. So the lady here is talking about gel to the authorities, and then Nell speaks after that. So we just have a quick listen to that.
I've got that as well, and I'm not going to show you. It's jelly. You're not getting it.
You mind putting up your bag?
Whereupon the rest was then lined up, and they didn't lift a hand to stop us. And with that, suddenly, we hear the shouting. People agreed with us, and that was massive, because we were against the church and they were no longer afraid. You just knew you were touching a popular nerve, not in a bad way. It resonated with women who thought, I needn't get pregnant.
There she is. The great Nell McCafferty. And you and Nell and your colleagues have changed Ireland so much for Irish women.
Well, we did our best. Let's put it like that. Maybe we could have done more, but I suppose the times that were in it, we did what we could.
Yeah. And it's important that younger generations know what ye did, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes.
It is important because I have to say that succeeding generations have run with it. I have great admiration for the young women of today. They have run with it in a different way, but a very effective way.
Right.
And that I'd say pleased Nell, and it certainly pleases me.
Maureen De Burka, thanks so much for joining us today and remembering the great Nell McCafferty. Thanks, Maureen. Good.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye now.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.